When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
And that is that. The New York Knicks, the eighth-seeded New York Knicks, are one game away from the NBA Finals.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
KM to 2 a.m., this is my last hour. Let's get right back into it on The Fan in New York. 877-337-6666. Before you know it, that NFL schedule will be out. Before you know it, these guys will start working out and reporting to camps. And I mean, right now, they have these voluntary workouts or whatever. And some guys are not showing up to that because they want to get paid. But you're seeing a lot of hype. You're seeing stuff come out. Like, I saw a clip today. You know, I don't know if you guys follow Dove Kleiman on Twitter. He puts a lot of football stuff out. I don't know how much football he knows. He put out a clip of Caleb Williams throwing passes to DJ Moore and I think Keenan Allen and whatever, his receivers. It looked like they were just running, I don't know, maybe 10-yard glance routes, 10-yard posts, 10-yard ins, like a little bit deeper slant. And the post was Caleb Williams doesn't miss passes. I'm like, this guy is the number one pick at quarterback, given the reins, like nobody to compete with. They moved on from Justin Fields. This kid won the Heisman, was able to transfer from Oklahoma to USC. Like, he's supposed to do that. Are we really bigging this guy up and pumping this guy up for completing passes on air in practice with no pads on? Act like you played some football before. There are high school kids, college kids, myself. The ball's not supposed to touch the ground. Take your little three-step drop, whatever you got to do, hit your back foot, step, throw the ball, and hit the receiver. There's no defense. There's no helmet on. 877-337-6666. You know who I've seen out there throwing dots? Michael Penix Jr. I don't know if you were listening to my show on draft night, but I loved that move. And they're asking Kirk Cousins about it. And they said to Kirk Cousins, would you have signed with the Falcons if you knew they were going to draft a quarterback? And he said, I don't deal with hypotheticals and all this other stuff. Well, it doesn't matter. $100 million is $100 million. Kirk Cousins is a veteran. Michael Penix Jr. hasn't played one snap in the NFL. But he'll be ready as soon as Kirk Cousins goes down. The Falcons had to rock with Desmond Ridder and Taylor Heineke. Now they have Kirk Cousins and Michael Penix Jr. I think they're in a good spot. And there were a lot of people telling me that the Buffalo Bills were not in a good spot because they don't have Stephon Diggs, right, and Gabe Davis. And who's Josh Allen going to throw the ball to, right? Stephon Diggs is with the Texans. Gabe Davis is with the Jaguars now, I believe. Well, they drafted Keon Coleman, who I was screaming on day one, yo, I'm a Florida State fan. Doesn't really matter. I grew up rooting for the Noles. Wanted to go play football down there. Got a chance to actually go to a spring practice. And then when I saw the guys at their spring practice, I was like, I don't belong here. This is another level. Keon Coleman, who has gone viral for his interviews and his reactions or whatnot, he gets drafted by them. I just saw today that Marquez Valdes-Scantling is going to sign with the Buffalo Bills. Also, Chase Claypool was picked up by them. Curtis Samuel, who was with the Commanders, picked up by them. Mac Hollins, who leaves Atlanta, picked up by them. KJ Hamler, the kid out of Penn State, he hasn't really burst on the scene yet. He was with Denver. He's there, and they obviously have Khalil Shakir and a couple other guys from last year. Josh Allen's going to be just fine. 877-337-6666. I think I heard it here on the Fan. Jets fans calling in and Jets host on the Fan writing the Bills off. The division is ours. Not so fast. Not so fast. Monday Night Football, Week 1, Jets versus 49ers. I saw somebody tweet today, the Jets should start Tyrod Taylor Week 1 to protect Aaron Rodgers. Nah, that's not how it works. That is not how it works. Aaron Rodgers should be lifting weights, training, conditioning, and getting himself ready. And did you see how the Jets revamped that offensive line? They'll be all right. They'll be ready to go. It's football, man. It's a rough sport. Guys are going to get hurt, but you can't play scared. You can't go into it hurt. They're definitely not sitting Aaron Rodgers in favor of Tyrod Taylor. But I'll sprinkle some more football stuff in for anybody that wants to talk any of the football news, any of the schedule stuff. Right, we know that Patrick Mahomes is going to face the Ravens and then the Bengals. Let's see if the Chiefs can actually three-peat. We know Travis Kelce's getting up there in age. I saw Jason Kelce is going to be on the Monday Night Football crew. They got RG3 out of the paint. They fired Robert Griffin III. But yeah, it's always football season. The NFL is king. 877-337-6666. We're talking about the Knicks. We're talking about the Rangers. The Knicks go back to Indiana. They will play in a game 6 on Friday. And we await tomorrow when the Rangers get back on the ice in Raleigh, North Carolina, hoping that they can close the series in 6. I think both teams have a good shot to do that. Mario, out in Long Beach. What's up, man? You're back on the Fan.
What's going on, Keith? Great show.
Thanks, man.
You know, I heard people talking earlier about sometimes when they mention your name or other people's name on other shows. It was really funny. It wasn't anything bad. But sometimes Evan has this thing on where he says, who said this from a long time ago? And then he names different hosts.
Toasted and posted.
Exactly. So he was saying one, and he said, this happened in 2011. And they used you there, too. And I'm saying that guy wasn't even on the radio in 2000. Why would you use Keith's name? You weren't even in the company.
I was on Twitter. I was on Twitter. And I mean, some of the stuff that they were reading, I'm like, none of them that they read today would have been me. Sometimes when they go on about the dating and the escapades and the ex-girlfriends and this stuff, I'm like, no, they're definitely not talking about me. But yeah,
I heard the segment.
None of them were me today. But no, the segment is based off Twitter. It's basically Evan digging through our tweets, searching for keywords, and they can go back. I've been on Twitter since 2009. They can go back to 2009. If they go back to 2011, I was on campus at Monmouth University. I graduated
exactly.
2011. I wasn't at the Fan.
You would figure he'd only talk about times that when you were with the Fan.
No. Morash was with CBS Radio for a decade, and they've dug up his tweets, even Tiki and Tierney. They have only been on WFAN for a couple years now. It's really just the Twitter space. They dug up a tweet of mine from 2015 where I was talking about I never watched Friends, never watched Seinfeld.
I know. You said that. Yeah. So my point about the Knicks is this, Keith, if I may. You can measure measurables in terms of you can look at a player and you can say this is his strengths, this is how tall he is, he's fast. You can't measure the heart and the desire, and you just see like the Knicks, they have a heart and desire like I've never really seen this before. You take, for example, Halliburton, right? He's very, very talented. How do you shoot 6 shots if you're the best player on a team?
He's soft.
How is that possible?
He's soft. He's weak. He got put in jail. They put McBride on him and he had nothing for him.
Crazy. And look at that rebound. And I'll let you go. Listen to this one, right? It was 53-29 in rebounds, right?
It wasn't close.
And they're playing with Brunson at 6'2", McBride at 6'1", Dante and Hart 6'4", and one big guy. And they're out rebounding Siakam and Turner. They should be embarrassed. Thanks for taking my call. Good show as always.
Appreciate the call, Mario. It's about hustle. It's about energy. It's about toughness. Marcus Stroman has a company called Height Don't Measure Heart. And I think that's a good slogan for the Knicks. He should be sending the Knicks some gear because they've got guys that aren't the tallest guys. And again, going back to what I was saying, these guys weren't lottery picks. These guys aren't max contract guys. The whole NBA world is mad. That's why they're hating on the Knicks as well. Draymond saying this is a fluke. You can't do it this way. You got to have max contract guys. You got to have lottery picks. You got to have top drafted like, no. And I think that that's why the city is behind this team. And that's why I said, even me, man, I'm an underdog story. I can relate to them being underdogs. There's enough Knick haters. I'm not adding one. I'm not making my nightly show during Knicks games, after Knicks games, a hater show. I'm not rooting for them to fail. I'm not rooting for them to win the NBA Finals, but I don't think they're going to win the NBA Finals. Like, I'm not going to tell you what they can or can't do, but I don't think that is going this far, like, or that far this year. I think this is a good origin story this year. I think that this year was already a success compared to last year. I think that they're already on their way to the Eastern Conference Finals, not touching the money. I just think that that's who it should be. They're the number two seed. Like, it should be Boston versus New York. Small market teams deserve a chance, too. Yeah, all right. Let's go to Joe in Queens. Joe, you're on the Fan next.
Hey, Keith, how are you tonight?
Good. Thanks for calling.
So, speaking of haters, that caller Jack before sounded like a salty fan of, you know, like the Ottawa Senators, the Maple Leafs. I mean, what is she talking about that, like, we need to blow up the core of the Rangers? They're still in the playoffs.
I didn't understand that one. I'm like, did they get eliminated? They lost two games. They're still up one. Like, what are we talking about?
Yeah.
They could win the Stanley Cup. What are we talking about, blowing up the team that could be the champs?
Yeah, like the coalition of Knick haters, I think, is a coalition of Rangers haters forming somewhere.
Of course there is.
I think this person will be part of it. Also, Knicks and Six saying goodnight.
Thanks for the call, Joe. Yeah, nah, there's enough haters. I don't got any hate in my heart, man. I'm not built like that. I don't want to see, people that like that. Like, the thing about the Knicks, too, which I've also said, how can you hate on the Knicks? They've been ass forever. I don't want to see this magic carpet ride end for some of y'all. I have family members that are Knicks fans. Nobody in my family's a Nets fan. My brother, Knicks fan. You heard my story. I broke down in tears on the radio the 2-year anniversary of Kobe passing. And I listened to the Fan all day, and I was like, damn, nobody mentioned Kobe all day. And by the time I got on, my brother, same year as Kobe, my brother, when I was 12, brought me to the Garden for the first time. He's a Knicks fan. And that's when I was like, I'm a Nets fan. But I could have went to be a Lakers fan. Could you imagine me being on the Fan as a Lakers fan? Because I love Kobe, bro. I watched Kobe coming out of Lower Merion. I watched Kobe go to prom with Moesha. I watched Kobe come into the league and just be Kobe. And when I saw him in the Garden as a kid, I was this close to being a Lakers, Cowboys, Yankees fan. My brother, rest in peace, Knicks fan. My dad, Knicks fan. My dad's two brothers, James, Charles, pretty sure they're Knicks fans. I don't know about Uncle Pat. Uncle Pat is down in Florida. I don't know if he rocks with a team. He probably likes individual players. Got a lot of friends that are Knicks fans, man, and they're loving it. And when it was Knicks versus Nets, when we were going through the whole saga of, hey, KD, don't you regret not coming to the Knicks? And, you know, I love that KD repped the Nets and didn't want to put on that blue and orange jersey. I love that Kyrie and KD would give it to the Knicks. They understood what was going on. But that's got nothing to do with now. The Nets were trash this year. It's got nothing to do with now. But I understand there are a lot of salty Nets fans that are rooting for the Knicks to lose. I'm sorry. You're going to be salty a little longer. And how salty are you? If it's the Knicks versus the Boston Celtics and you're a Brooklyn Nets, New Jersey Nets, you know, New York Americans, if you're a fan of that team, how could you root for Boston? That's another thing I heard in the afternoon show. They were talking about Loogie never been to Boston. Me either. Had no interest in going. Not going to Fenway. Fenway, they used to yell the N-word at Adam Jones while he was warming up in the outfield.
It's actually a nice place, Boston.
I've been to Boston. So when I played football at James Madison University, we went to play Northeastern. But I don't count that as like a trip to Boston for sports. So I've rode through the city of Boston on the team bus. We stayed at a hotel somewhere in Boston. I have seen Fenway and like Yawkey Way. It's not even Yawkey Way anymore. I have seen that area, but I've never gone to see the Nets play in TD Garden or see the Yankees play in Fenway. I just never had any interest. But I have physically been up there. My my sophomore year at James Madison, we played at Northeastern. Northeastern doesn't have a football program anymore. But what I'm saying is, it's not far-fetched for New Yorkers to never have been to Boston.
Yeah.
What I thought was crazy, Tommy said he's never been to Chicago.
I've never been to Chicago either.
Chicago is lit. Like, I love Chicago. I thought about moving to Chicago, honestly. The flight there is 2 hours. And, like, you guys think New York is dope? Chicago, the architecture is just as nice as New York. But there's, like, a lake in the middle. Then there's Lakeshore Drive. Obviously, on the north side, they have the Cubs. Then they have Soldier Field. They also, on the south side, have the White Sox. Then they have the Madhouse on Madison. The first hockey game I ever went to was a Blackhawks-Blues game. And I've seen basketball games in there. I've seen the Nets play the Bulls there. Chicago, if it wasn't so damn cold, it's the second city. But I think it gives New York a run for its money. I've been to Lollapalooza in Grant Park. I've been to a bunch of clubs in Chicago.
Boston, I would love to go to Chicago one day. But Boston, I went to TD Garden once just for a Celtics game. That was fun. It was a good crowd. And I went to Fenway last year, but it wasn't for a baseball because my closest friend graduated from Northeastern, and that's where they hold the graduation.
Yeah.
So that's where I was, and it's a lot smaller than
it seems on TV.
Anticipated. Yeah, it's a lot smaller. Like the Green Monsters. Okay, like that's like the only sort of impressive thing.
I hate their ballpark. I just think the dimensions of the field are terrible.
It's so small. I didn't think it would be.
Hope they knock that place down. They're not going to knock it down. They're renovating it, and they're adding apartments and all these different things. They're trying to host the All-Star Game in the upcoming years. The Fenway Sports Group is, like, remodeling that entire area. But anyway, back to New York. I don't think it's a thing, like, New Yorkers all have to go to Boston. It's kind of far. It's a far drive. And we have a rivalry. And if it's New York versus Boston, you 100% can bet that I'm rooting for New York. And I want this to continue, man. It's been fun. When I see C-Mac coming in at night, I'm like, bro, you got to do your thing. This is easy. Like, it's so much fun to talk about winning versus football season when we're talking about Daniel Jones and Zach Wilson. Let's go to Joe in Brooklyn on the Fan. What's up, Joe?
Hey, what's going on, Keith? How's it going?
You know, pushing through.
Yeah, for sure. Got a question about the Yankees. Obviously, Dominguez had his first rehab start today.
Yeah.
So Stanton's obviously as of late swinging the bat well, so is Verdugo. Once Dominguez comes back, where do you see him fitting in the lineup? Who do you take out?
One, I had the thought that they're not going to rush him back. They're not going, like, he's going to play a good amount of minor league games, and when he's absolutely mashing down there and they got to bring him up, they'll bring him up. But I see them getting Judge out of center field and that being a priority, right? Getting Judge out of center field where he does not have to run that much every week. This 21-year-old Martian that's built like a linebacker, he can go run in center field. They also have Trent Grisham that can play center field. And when you also look at this bench, like, you know, shout out to Jamai Jones, but for a while it was like Jamai Jones, Taylor Trammell. The bench was just whack. It'd be great to have the Martian on the bench or Giancarlo Stanton on the bench where it's like, you know, and you can also do things like to preserve the health of a Juan Soto. Hey, Juan, you're DHing today. We're going to put Judge in right field. We're going to put Dominguez in center field and Verdugo in left. Or like they did with Jamai Jones in left to give Verdugo a reset day because he was slumping a little bit. It's good to have options. It's good to have professional hitters, and it's good to have left-handed hitters as well. And Dominguez is a switch hitter.
For sure. All right. I appreciate the time.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Joe. It's a good problem to have as the first-place team in the American League East. It's a good problem to have as a team right now that has the most wins in the American League. It's a great problem to have that this young phenom that we've known of for the last 4 or 5 years, named the Martian, that we saw burst on the scene the first time he swung a bat. He took Justin Verlander deep. He was hitting a homer every day. If that kid gets back to that form, it's a good problem to have. It's a great problem to have with the AL Cy Young winner from 2023 on the mend, looking to return, coaching guys up, throwing bullpens. It's not a bad problem to have DJ LeMahieu doing drills, working, about to start his rehab. Hey, whatever, man. We want to have options. We want to have a deep team, a deep bench. We want to have too many guys. As the New York Yankees, the Yankees are supposed to have talent across the board. Iron sharpens iron. They're supposed to have guys that are competing and raising the compete level. So send them. Tommy Kahnle, send them. The trade deadline. Brian Cashman. Trade deadline. Do not tell us, well, getting Gerrit Cole back is like getting a Cy Young ace. Do not tell us, well, getting Jason Dominguez is like getting a switch-hitting outfielder that can hit for power. Do not tell us getting DJ LeMahieu back, that's getting a former batting champ. Nah, stack the deck. I keep saying that. Stack the deck. The championship window is closing. Giancarlo Stanton, Aaron Judge, Gerrit Cole, Anthony Rizzo, few other guys, DJ LeMahieu, these guys are over 32 years old. The Yankees have to do everything in their power to stack the deck. This team is good. You know they're good. Nobody's complaining. And we do complain as Yankee fans. We look for something to complain about when there's nothing to complain about. There's nothing to complain about with this team right now. But they have to stack the deck so that this team is ready for whoever they face. Pitching-wise, whoever they face in the lineup, they got to be better on paper and on the field than the rest of the American League. Smoke through the American League. If the season ended today, we might get New York versus Philly. I would love that. How poetic would that be? The Phillies haven't won a World Series. They went to one 2 years ago and lost. But the last time the Yankees went to the World Series, they beat the Phillies. We're a long way from October in the Fall Classic, but man, how sick would that be? A New York versus Philly World Series 15 years after? Yeah, I'd be at Citizen Bank Park for sure. I've been down easily. You can jump in the car with me. You guys want to go? Let's go. We can go to all the World Series games.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan. When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 1019 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
All eyes on me, and I'ma send it up the pot. All right, we got 20 minutes here. Keith McPherson on The Fan. Thanks for listening. Thanks for holding. Thanks for calling in. 877-337-6666. The Fan in New York. The Knicks win. A must win. And now you feel better about their command in the series. Now you feel better about them without OG Anunoby. Now you feel better about Jalen Brunson and his foot. And I like to let people enjoy things. Knicks fans, enjoy it. Right, you're not watching Lance Thomas out there anymore. You're not watching David Lee. You're not watching even Lynn Sanity. Like it, this is the team you've been hoping for, waiting for, and a lot of these young guys have never seen a team like this. So go New York, go New York, go. And we wait another day for the Rangers to go. A little bit longer break here in between games, right? Game six, they get a little bit of longer break before the Rangers go back to North Carolina. Same thing before the Knicks go back to Indiana. There's a little bit longer of a break, but I think both sides are hoping for New York in six. No game seven. Anything can happen in game seven. And you just don't want that anxiety. You just don't want that nervousness. You don't want that unpredictability of a game seven where anything goes. 877-337-6666. We started talking a little bit about the NFL. I want to get to the phones and the calls for the NFL. But obviously, if you want to talk about the Yankees continuing to win. It's a good time to be a Yankee fan. They look like you want them to look like. There's a lot of guys. They're dogs, too. The Met fan is looking at the Mets like they're a fourth-place team. They're three games under 500. They're having games where they're getting no hit. You know, you watch the first five innings of the game today, and it's a no-no. Perfect game. And then Aaron Nola, they don't even need the bullpen. He goes nine innings, only giving up four hits, striking out eight. And now here comes Mark Vientos. Joey Wendell, get out of here. But ultimately, man, you can't have Francisco Lindor batting third, hitting 200, going over. You can't have Pete Alonso batting fourth in a prove-it year where he's trying to get paid, going over 226. At least Steve Cohen showing up to the Garden proudly with that Mets hat on courtside. 877-337-6666. Before you know it, it's Drew Locke and the New York Giants and Aaron Rodgers and the New York Jets. Josh is in the Bronx. Josh, you're on the Fan.
Keith, man, get all you can and can all you get. I mean, you know, that NFL draft. Now, I know, look, I know it's not camp yet, but, you know, you want to look and see at the rookies and see what you have and everything from the draft and everything. Obviously, there are still more moves that they can make and everything in the NFL and everything. I mean, like, you know, it's still the most wonderful time of the year with the Knicks and the Rangers and everything else like that. Take it away, Keith, man. You're the show, man.
I got it, Josh. Yeah, it's still the most wonderful time. For a couple days, it didn't feel great because obviously, we came off of the quote-unquote Mother's Day massacre. That's tough. And then the Rangers had that terrible third period, and it's like, oh, no, fear sets in. They're choking. They're folding. They're melting. And it's like, oh, man, it's too good to be true. Oh, man, maybe this isn't the year, 1994. Oh, man, we did all this. We touched the money. Oh, man. It's a series. Act like you've been there. Act like you've watched a few of these. The NHL and the NBA want these series to go seven. I think they go six. I think the Knicks can win it in six. I think the Rangers can win it in six. I think they just both have a good shot at not, just avoid the game seven. It's just, you don't want to end up in the game seven because that can go anyway. Somebody can just have the night of their life and rise to the occasion and then boom, game seven, you're beat. And when you look around the NBA, when you look around the NHL, right, it's the second round. These are the better teams. There's not supposed to be sweeps. So let's go through the exercise real quick, right? The other game tonight that was on in the NBA was the Denver Nuggets hosting the Minnesota Timberwolves, who everybody told you Ant-Man was the next MJ and how great Karl Anthony Towns, Naz Reid, you know, there was a conversation about the Jersey boys over there, Naz Reid, Kyle Anderson, and Karl Anthony Towns. I'm rooting for those guys, but I think they're cooked now. The series doesn't end in two games. You can win the first two games of the series, and the team you're facing was just feeling it out, just getting some film on you, studying you, getting to know you a little bit. And the Nuggets are the reigning champs, and people counted them out. People were ready to crown Anthony Edwards is the face of the league. No, Nikola Jokic is. He's the MVP again. And don't look now, but the Nuggets lead the Timberwolves 3-2 in that series, and they're not about to lose three games with home court advantage. When you look at the Mavericks game last night, they shot terribly from the charity stripe. That was a choke job. The number one seed Thunder, young team led by SGA, who was an MVP candidate, versus Luka, who was an MVP candidate. I mean, Kyrie, I think, only had nine in that game. That series is tied 2-2. We'll see what happens there tonight. And the Boston Celtics, the number one seed in the East, they like to just gentlemen sweep teams. They're going to go back-to-back rounds with the gentlemen sweep. Give you a game, but I don't expect the Cavaliers to beat them. with or without Donovan Mitchell. They're cooked. It's over. And then here with the Pacers and Knicks, the Knicks lead 3-2 going back to Indiana, and I think they can win in six. In the NHL, you know right now the Rangers are up 3-2. They won the first three games. They lost the last two games. Don't lose a third in a row. Stop the bleeding. Win it in six. Vancouver and Edmonton are knotted up 2-2. Series is tied. The Dallas Stars are up 3-1 on the Colorado Avalanche. They've got a commanding lead. Series not over, though. And then Florida, Boston, man. Rematch of last year. The Panthers are up 3-2. We'll see how it shakes out. What I'm saying is there are no sweeps in the second round. It's not supposed to be easy in the second round. No cakewalks. These are pros. These are the best of the best. And somebody's going to have a bad night. Somebody's going to have a good night. It's going to go somebody else's way. 877-337-6666. The Bruins beat the Panthers tonight 2-1. The Oilers beat the Canucks 3-2 last night. Obviously, it's 1:41 in the morning on Wednesday, May 15th. But yeah, it's a series. It's not like the NFL where you just have a round and one game and you're done, or a three-game series or a five-game series in Major League Baseball. It's a seven-game series, and it is made for the dramatics. It's a movie script playing out that you don't know how it's going to go. I don't have to watch Planet of the Apes. Not one single version of it. I was thinking today, I was like, I think I watched Planet of the Apes years ago, like whichever one came out in the 2000s, like early 2000s, but I'm not watching Planet of the Apes. I don't watch movies. I watch real life movies play out in sports games, in entertainment, in live sports action. It's the best. It's the best. 877-337-6666. Indulge me as I take a look around Major League Baseball. I already kind of did, pointing to teams like the Padres, the Diamondbacks, when we're talking about the Mets, when we're talking about them being a game out of the postseason. I heard that today on Evan and Tiki. I'm like, what? What are we talking about? No one's talking about being a game out of the postseason in May. It means absolutely nothing. But I guess if you go to MLB.com and you go to standings and you click on the wild card and you want to feel good about things, you're like, well, they're only one game out of the wild card. We're so far from knowing who the wild card teams are. And if the season ended today, well, it doesn't. It never does. So I hate when people say, well, if the season ended today, you know, I was on MLB Network and we try to do that. I was on MLB Network last Friday, and it's like, is the NL Cy Young Award winner pitching tonight? And everybody leaned into it like, yeah, Tyler Glasnow, Ranger Suarez. I'm like, no. Maybe the starter for the National League in the All-Star game, which I got to book my flight coming up mid-July. I'll see you in Texas out there in Arlington. I'm like, we don't know who's going to win the Cy Young. It's too far out. It's too unpredictable. So much is going to change. Same thing with the baseball season. Somebody's going to get hurt. Some young guy's going to get called up. Some pitcher's just going to lose it. But if the season ended today, the New York Yankees would win the East. The Cleveland Guardians would win the Central. The Seattle Mariners would win the West in the American League. Your AL wildcard teams would be the Baltimore Orioles, the Kansas City Royals, and the Minnesota Twins. That could potentially hold. I could see that holding. And then in the National League, the Philadelphia Phillies would win the East. The Dodgers would win the West. The Milwaukee Brewers would win the Central. That seems valid. It could certainly hold. And then the wild card teams would be the Atlanta Braves, the Chicago Cubs, and the San Diego Padres. No one would be shocked if that held. But I'd put my money on it changing. It's not going to stay that way. It's not going to stay that way through the course of another half of this month, June, July, August, September. It's 4.5 months. And when I look at the scores in Major League Baseball tonight, it's not early anymore. I was listening to Susan earlier today talk about how, you know, there's Mother's Day, and then there's Memorial Day, and then there's Father's Day. Those are like checkpoints in the season for teams, for players, where, all right, now we're in the season. Obviously, a lot of us overreact in April. So what? We're overreacting in April because we didn't have baseball for 5 months. And we go through too many spring training games. So when the games count, of course we're overreacting. You can't overreact to spring training. Some people do. But let's see. Obviously, earlier today, I listened to Keith Rad and how he rolls on the Mets call. The Mets lose to the Phillies 4-0. The Marlins defeat the Tigers in 10 innings, 1-0. The Rays beat the Red Sox. No, they didn't. The Red Sox beat the Rays 5-4. That's the final in 12 innings. You know, Manfred's man on second. You don't see any 13-inning games, 14-inning games, 15-inning games. I think when I was in the fan cave, the Angels hosted the Red Sox, and they went 19 innings. And we ended up being in the fan cave that night till like 3 in the morning. Because the whole premise was you couldn't leave until the final out of every Major League Baseball game. The Cubs got shut out by the Braves in Atlanta, 7-0. Got smacked. Chris Sale. Something was up. The Red Sox just gave the Braves Chris Sale, whatever. The Yankees handle business in Minnesota. Target Field, very underrated ballpark. 13 hits. Carlos Rodon, solid. 5-1 win for the Yankees to have the most wins in the American League. The Brew Crew beats the Pirates 4-3 in Milwaukee. The Guardians handling business. They're pretty good. 7-4 over the defending World Series champs, the Rangers. The Astros. If you ain't cheating, you ain't an Astro. The Astros go out there today and They win. They beat the Athletics 2-1. The Oakland A's obviously are poverty. They're terrible. But the news of the day is Astros pitcher Ronel Blanco, who threw the no-hitter early on in the season, and the Yankees just faced him. He got ejected for a foreign substance on his glove. I think he said it was rosin, but the Houston Astros are never going to escape the cheater stuff. It's just always going to follow him. The Cardinals beat the Angels 7-6 in Anaheim. The Diamondbacks lose to the Reds in Arizona 6-2. The Rockies defeat the Padres 6-3. The Royals defeat the Mariners 4-2. The Dodgers smack the Giants 10-2. Did you guys see the video of Ipe Mizuara walking out of court? You can't tell me, and I know I've gone on some tangents, this guy looks like his soul has left his body. I have seen this guy with Shohei Ohtani having a blast. Like last year when the Angels had that samurai helmet, and that was their home run celly, right, putting on the samurai helmet. And there was a game where I guess Shohei was warming up or he was getting ready for the next inning where he hit a home run and he didn't celebrate. There was some reason that his interpreter got to do his home run celebration because he's a two-way player and he got to wear the helmet. This guy was having the time of his life. We saw him in the Soul Series in the dugout laughing, chuckling. Seemed like he was perfectly fine next to Ohtani to kick off this season. Man, the video of him leaving court in L.A., He looks like a guy that is just taking the rap. He looks like a guy that is just going through the motions and can't believe this is his life. One of the Japanese reporters said, "You were Ohtani's most trusted man. Can you please comment on how you betrayed him?" He didn't flinch, not a word. But yeah, Ohtani's doing fine. Ohtani's still out there. Let's check the box score. Did Ohtani get a hit today? Did he homer? People are talking about, can Ohtani win MVP as a DH? He's ridiculous. He's batting 361. In this game tonight, he had 3 hits, 2 RBI. Did he homer? Of course he did. On the day that his right-hand man, his most trusted guy, is walking out of an L.A. courthouse looking like he's got the fear of God in him, Ohtani hits his 12th home run, goes out there balling. Ain't got nothing to do with me. Good luck, bro. I'll see you when you get out of there. The Nationals defeat the White Sox 6-3 in the south side of Chicago. They played a doubleheader today where the White Sox won the other game 4-0 against the Nationals. And that's who the Yankees will face next. The Yankees have a little slate here against the AL Central. The Twins, who were pretty decent, they had nothing today after Jeffers hit that leadoff homer. And I'm telling you today, I put in bets on everybody to homer off Rodon. If you go in the app and you bet first homer, you get a little bit more juice, better odds. I bet every single hitter to hit a first home run off of Rodon. Sprinkle like $5-$10 on each. I didn't think the leadoff hitter was going to be the guy. And of course, the only cash I got was betting on Giancarlo Stanton. And the Blue Jays-Orioles game was postponed. That's the score. That's the scoreboard around Major League Baseball. Let me see what other news stories I had. I mean, with Gobert, Rudy Gobert is not winning a game. He left the first two games. The Minnesota Timberwolves won. He was on his paternity leave.
Yeah, he missed game two, but he played game one.
Oh, he played game one. He missed game two. So that's the only game he's going to get as a win. But did you see he got fined for doing that gesture? Was it a money gesture? What does that mean?
He did it earlier in the season, and he got fined a lot. And then there was like a split second last game where he did it again.
And the NBA?
It was like all over Twitter, yeah. $75,000.
Smacked his ass. $75,000 for doing a little hand gesture. He clearly pushed the guy, and the refs called it. It is what it is. Dumb. Oh, here's something I got in the tuck that I... You know, doing these shows, you know, I rarely get to the point where I don't have calls, but it's fine. Because I stay loaded with clips. I had some NFL stuff, right? With the NFL schedule leak, Kirk Cousins and the Falcons will open their season at home against Russell Wilson. I thought Russell Wilson might be an Atlanta Falcon. That's a good matchup of older watch quarterbacks. I think both of those guys are same age as me. I think they were in my same class coming out of high school and college. You guys have heard my WASH stories of playing football with Russell Wilson at the UVA camp. But before this music hits, House of Highlights put out an interesting graphic on Instagram. If you follow House of Highlights, they have MLB, NBA, and NFL team equivalents based on winning percentage the last 10 years, right? I know I've heard C-Mac talk about how bad the Giants have been, right? Talking about, you know, you lose Saquon, he didn't lead to any winning. Man, they have the Giants as the NFL equivalent to the Detroit Pistons in the NBA and the Miami Marlins in Major League Baseball. They're the worst. In the last 10 years, their winning percentage is the worst. Let's see what other New York teams they have. The Yankees come in third, tied with the Clippers in the NBA and the Steelers in the NFL for winning percentage over the last decade. The Mets are right in the middle of the pack at 13th. They're equivalent to the Pacers in the NBA and the Colts in the NFL. Let me see what other NBA or NFL team. Can I find another New York team? The Knicks. The New York Knicks are equivalent to the Cincinnati Reds in Major League Baseball and the Chicago Bears in the NFL. The Brooklyn Nets are like the Texans in football and the Arizona Diamondbacks in baseball based off how much they've won. Mike in Marine Park, stay on hold. You'll be the first caller that C-Mac will take. That's all the time I have. I'll be back tomorrow night after the Yankees post game, and we won't have any live Knicks or Rangers game to react to. So we'll talk baseball. I'll see you then. Bye. Sports Radio 1.